again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the short story writer André Debus, born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1936. Wrote stories about ordinary people in his collection Dancing After Hours. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Roots, Alex Haley, born Ithaca, New York, 1921. Roots came out in 1976. It was a fictionalized history of seven generations of his family from Africa through slavery in the United States. He spent more than 7 years doing research for it. And in order to imagine the slaves' passage across the Atlantic Ocean, he booked a trip in a boat from West Africa, spent every day on the second level of the boat in a cramped bunk bed, wearing only his underwear. It's the birthday of the playwright David Wong, born in Los Angeles, 1958, best known for his play M. Butterfly in 1988. It's the birthday of the short story writer and novelist Angus Wilson, born in Sussex, England, 1913, author of The Wrong Set and Such Darling Dodos. It's the birthday of the Scottish poet who wrote under the name Hugh McDermott. He was born Christopher Murray Greevey in Langholm, Scotland, in 1892. Started out writing poetry in English, but then felt more at home writing in the Scottish dialect that he had spoken as a child. His masterpiece was A Drunk Man Looks at the Thistle, published in 1926. And it's the birthday of the poet Louise Bogan, born Livermore Falls, Maine, 1897. Louise Bogan, who said, "I have no fancy idea about poetry. It's not like embroidery or painting or silk. It doesn't come to you on the wings of a dove. It's something you have to work hard at." Here's a poem for today by Heather McHugh entitled Take Care, with an inscription from Charles Peggy. "When a man dies, it's not only of his disease, he dies of his whole life." Our neighbor Laura Foley used to love to tell us every spring when we returned from work in richer provinces, the season's roster of disease, bereavement, loss. And all her stars were ill, and all her ailments worth detailing. We were young and getting up into the world. We feigned a gracious interest when she spoke, but did a wicked slew of imitations out of earshot. Finally, her bitterness drove off even such listeners as we, and one by one the winters nailed more cold into her house until the decade crippled her and she was dead. Her presence had been tiresome, cheerless, negative, and there was little range or generosity in anything she said. But now that I have lost my certainty and spent my spirit in a waste of one romance, I think enumerations have their place, descriptive of what keeps on keeping on. For dying's nothing simple, single. And the records of the odd demises, stone inside an organ, obstacles to brook, a pump that stops, some cells that won't, the fevers making mockeries of lust, are signatures of lively interest. They presuppose the life to lose. And if the love of life's an art, and art is difficult, then we were less than laymen at it, easy come, as all the layman knows. I mean that maybe Laura Foley loved life more, who kept so keen an eye on how it goes. A poem entitled Take Care by Heather McHugh from her collection Hinge and Sign, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.